Next, let's talk about your administrative and operations support team. I want you to have a great one. Usually, the first employee a company hires is an administrative support person, so you can delegate all of the low-value activities. Here's a concept. High-value activities include sales, strategic planning, forming great alliances and partnerships, managing your staff, building quality referral relationships, and the things that you could hire an expensive resource to perform. Low-value activities are low-cost activities like cleaning, answering the phones, running the errands, and making copies. It's not that these are beneath you. It's not that we don't respect the people who perform these valuable tasks. It's simply that you can hire them done for very little money so that you can devote your time and attention on the high-value activities, the things that will cost you a lot of money to hire out. Understanding the cost and value of every hour that you spend is critical. If you are worth $100 an hour, then hire someone for $15 an hour to do some of the work for you. Operational support teams come in a lot of flavors. There is administrative support, sales support, contract support, marketing support, and IT support. In fact, there are support teams available for all of the key performance areas and for all of the different areas in operations and administration. Make sure that you are not a company of all chiefs and no Indians. With small companies, that is the tendency. There are so many critical functions to be done from the very beginning that you have to hire experienced people to do what needs to be done. And I've seen some companies with 3 or 4 executives and only 1 support person or no support people whatsoever. So think about hiring executives who are extremely versatile and can wear many hats. For example, you may want to get someone who's in charge of both sales and marketing, or someone who is the CEO of the company but is also responsible for sales, or somebody who can wear both the COO, the Chief Operational Officer, and the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, hats. That way you can have a fair amount of executives and support staff. And at some point in time in the growth of your company, the balance needs to shift. You need to hire and effectively manage the lower paid staff. For every $50 an hour person, and that's $100,000 a year in compensation, you need to have 2 or 3 or more $15 an hour people. The span of control that is usually talked about in corporate America is somewhere in between 6 and 10 people that report to every manager. Usually those people are a little lower in compensation than the managers are. And get coaching and good management if you need support in this area.